In our second reading from Paul's letter to Philemon, St. Paul relates how he is returning a runaway slave to his master. And that is very different than the kinds of stories that, as Americans, we are accustomed to hearing about how good people deal with runaway slaves. We are accustomed to hearing stories about, for example, the Underground Railroad and people who have helped runaway slaves to escape from their bondage, to escape from their slavery to their former masters. And yet here we have Paul telling a story or writing a letter in which he's telling Philemon, who is the owner, the master of Onesimus, he's giving Onesimus this letter and telling him to go back to Philemon in order to deliver this letter. And it seems strange to us that Paul would do such a thing, would return a runaway slave to his master. And now, before we go any further, I want to say that the church, in no uncertain terms, condemns slavery and regards slavery as profoundly unjust and immoral. And yet Paul is returning this runaway slave. Why? It's because Paul is not, first of all, concerned about defending Onesimus's rights. We often think in those terms, in terms of defending our rights and standing up for our rights and the rights of others. And that's not wrong or bad. And in fact, I think that St. Paul is, in a subtle, kind of implicit way, asking Philemon to set Onesimus free, to free his former slave. But that's not what Paul is primarily concerned about. Primarily, Paul is concerned about establishing a relationship of love, of agape, of the love of God that is given to us in Christ Jesus. St. Paul, first and foremost, wants Philemon and Onesimus to love one another and to regard one another as brothers in Christ. For St. Paul, the most important thing is establishing that bond of charity. And that relationship and that identity as living in the love of God comes before everything else. So, for example, St. Paul says that there is no longer male or female, no longer slave or free man, no longer Jew or Greek. Every social and human division is subject to the fact that we are all one in Christ Jesus. And that the relationship that should define us And that is most important in the mind of St. Paul is the relationship of love, of the love of Jesus Christ established between one another. Our rights, justice, is secondary. Now, as I said before, I think Paul is subtly telling Philemon to free Onesimus. And certainly, slavery is unjust. And it can be the right thing to do to defend our rights and the rights of others. Those people who worked on the Underground Railroad were, at least for the most part, doing what is right, doing what is good. And yet, there is a greater good, even more important than establishing justice in our relationships, in our laws, in our institutions, and that's very important. But even more important than that is that we love one another. It's certainly possible to have just laws and institutions and to still hate one another and to resent one another. Perhaps it was possible for St. Paul to send Onesimus elsewhere to keep him safe from the possibility of becoming enslaved again. But perhaps in that case, Onesimus and Philemon would have harbored resentment and hatred for one another. And for Paul, the most important thing is establishing the love of Jesus Christ in the hearts of men and women and in the relationships of men and women. And that's kind of like what Jesus did. You know, Jesus could have not gone to Jerusalem, where he knew that people who hated him would have him arrested and scourged and tortured and crucified and killed. He certainly had the right not to do that. And no one could have blamed him for upholding that right, standing on that right. But it was more important to him to demonstrate the love of God in his passion, in his death, in his forgiveness, and to bring about relationships of love. And so as we celebrate this Eucharist, we certainly pray for justice. We pray for an end to slavery and human trafficking. Pray for an end to so many forms of injustice that exist in our world and even in our country. And yet we pray even more, first and foremost, for love, for the love of God that is given to us, that is shown to us and shared with us by Jesus Christ, to be in our hearts, to be in the hearts of all the men and women in our country and in our world. Justice is important, but love is more important. We pray for both. We work for both. But like St. Paul, our greatest concern is that we love one another.